Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. This Wednesday is National Ag Day, and this week is Ag Literacy Week. And for many county farm bureaus in the state, they swing into action to celebrate by going to a local school and reading an ag-accurate book to selected students. Margaret Hensley, chair of the Clay County Farm Bureau Women's Committee, says her volunteers and the kids thoroughly enjoy it.
Last year, our book was called The Beeman, and I invited a local beekeeper, Mr. Norman Cornett, to come into the school, and he brought his equipment. He brought his hive and his smoker, his tools and his clothing. And as I read the book, The Beeman, he demonstrated his equipment. He had his extractor also.
Each year, the American Farm Bureau selects an Ag Accurate Book of the Year. Often, county farm bureaus purchase and donate that to local school libraries. Many county volunteers do readings, and in Clay County, the addition of a related demonstration is always a big hit.
Oh, the children just love this. They just love the hands-on activities. As he brought children up and they tried on his clothing, and this made the experience so real to them. And they, of course, learned where honey came from. It was such an exciting time for them.
Hensley, a retired educator, knows how appreciative teachers are of additional resources, and that for students, this lesson may last a lifetime. We'll be right back.
God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a caretaker. So God made a farmer.
Hello, this is Kentucky Commissioner of Agriculture James Comer. After God made a farmer, I'm sure he made Kentucky. A great way to celebrate being Kentucky proud is to support the future of Kentucky agriculture by donating $10 to the Ag Tag Fund when you purchase your Kentucky Farm license plate. And show your support of FFA, 4-H, and Kentucky Proud, the future of Kentucky agriculture.
Clay County Farm Bureau's Margaret Hensley says American Farm Bureau's Ag Book of the Year for 2015 is the Apple Orchard Riddle. She says over 60 counties will have some kind of activity or event having to do with this Ag Literacy Week.
Our county purchases each elementary school a book, and as I read these books, I present them to the library, or I get them to the libraries if I don't go into every school in the county.
She says she has several local volunteers who enjoy helping with the project, and the community's teachers are especially appreciative.
Teachers are always looking for resources that they can use in their classrooms, and through our Ag Literacy program, they can teach many, many subjects such as math and science and social studies, and even language arts can be taught through Ag Literacy.
A little fun and education through agriculture. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.